The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, had joined forces with a master robot to overthrow the robot lords on the planet by having his brain made a part of the circuits. He is now almost a robot himself. Slats and Mira, in a desperate gamble with fate, are trying to steal a robot jet by changing the wiring of the controls. A mistake will destroy them both.
Don't move, Slat. We're about to hit the brain assembler.
I got my fingers crossed.
Quiet now.
Are we by?
Slat, you did it. I don't know how, but you did it. The brain is installed and nothing happened.
What do you mean nothing happened? Look at my shirt. I'm soaked from perspiration. Talk about suspense.
What am I so happy about? We're certainly far from safe.
What do we do now?
Just wait. In a few moments now, this jet will be deposited with the others that have been assembled. There's a short test flight, and then they're stored against the time when the robots start their conquest of the galaxy.
How do we figure then?
We'll climb aboard the jet. When the others take off, we do too. From then on, it's up to you.
What do you mean up to me?
Well, this is what you wanted. A jet so you could look for the Planet Man. Well, now you've got it. It's all yours.
As far as I can tell, T21, your plans for attack against the ruling robots are sound. When do we carry them out?
In a few hours.
What about Slat?
What about him?
We must locate him before the attack is launched.
Is the safety of the galaxy less important?
Of course not.
Then we must not delay our attack to save his life. If we can find him before then, and there is still a chance, I will do all that can be done to protect him.
I guess I'll have to settle for that then.
Let us rally all our forces at the planned centers. In an hour, we can order the jets aloft. The last of them are even now rolling off the assembly lines at the plants I control.
It must be almost to the test field.
It's just outside this building. You see there where the belt passes through that doorway? There, just outside?
Well, we better climb into the jet then, hadn't we?
I think it's best.
Here, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Let me help you now.
No, I'm not that tired.
Here, move back against this rear shield.
Why, there's no danger anymore, is there?
I don't think so, but why take the chance? When we get out on the field, we can move forward again.
Say, listen, there's something that's been bothering me for the last hour.
I expected that.
Expected what?
That you would wonder how I knew all I did about this plant and the way the assemblers work.
That's what I was going to ask. Well, you did know more than you admitted.
Yes, I know a great deal more. But I won't tell you why or how.
Yet. When will you tell me?
When we're safe. If that time ever comes. Until then, you'll have to trust me.
Oh, I trust you. It's not that. But you see, I'm a nosy guy, and it kills me to know there's something I don't know and I'd be able to find out about it, or when I'll know what I don't know. Say, it's kind of confusing, isn't it? Well, I'll just have to go along with you, and but I hope we're set soon. I can't keep my curiosity in check for very long.
Here's the exit. We'll be out in the test field in a moment now.
I'll get forward to the controls and be ready to jet off then. You stay back here where it's safer.
In the first place, nowhere on this ship is safe once we take off. And in the second place, it's a little late for me to worry about safety.
All right, don't get huffy. I was just...
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean when you start to pull away from the other robots left in the suit.
Well, not exactly. What?
You'll become a target for all the rest.
Are you sure?
Yes. But I warned you before it wouldn't work.
Well, we've come this far. I'll manage to scrape through somehow. Then we can really look for the planet man.
We're out in the field now. Better cut in the jet. The others are warming up.
Right. Here goes.
They're moving out.
Yeah, I hope I have these controls figured right. This should be the one that takes us up. Alley-oop!
You hit it right on the button, Slash. We're off.
Slats and Mira have eluded the robots thus far. Can Slats keep control of the jet so as not to arouse the suspicion of the robo-jets? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats and Mira, they had successfully taken off on a test flight in company with other robo-jets. They hope to use this opportunity to contact Dantro. Meanwhile, Dantro and T21, who are now joined in thought and actions by a brain mechanism fusion, are checking their final arrangement sources for the coming attack.
The last of our robot jets are rolling out on the field now.
I'll order them up for a test flight.
Good. There they go. Have them circle the test control and then bring them down. We haven't time for the usual long test.
I'm doing that now. Wait. How can that be?
What's wrong?
One of the jets. It isn't obeying the order to circle. See?
Destroy it at once.
How?
Have the others converge and shoot it down. It's the usual way of destroying the occasional faulty one that gets past the inspectors.
Right. No, I have an idea. Would it be possible for us to see what's in the jet?
See what's in it? Why? There's nothing but the usual machinery.
I'll have one of the others circle in close so I can pick up the picture of the interior. Look there, T21. Slats and Mira are aboard that jet. See for yourself.
Know the score. I've circled away from the other jet.
Yes, and here comes trouble.
You mean it's been circling in?
That's it. Watch, it'll shoot us down.
Not if I can help it. Watch.
You burned it down. Look out, here comes another. Can you do it again?
I better. One of us is going down. It's not going to be us if I can help it.
What are you planning to do?
Save Slats and Mira.
You're using precious time. At any moment, the master robots may discover our forces converging on them. We must attack soon.
And I must make every effort to save Slats. If only I could let him know somehow that I was behind this. He keeps shooting down the jets that I send in close. Perhaps if I brought them all in close at once and had them assume some familiar formation... That's it. Some formation he would understand.
Slats, here comes another.
Right.
Good boy. You got him with the first beam.
Dead eye, Slats. That's me. Uh-oh.
What? Oh, what do we do now?
Run. Hang on. Are they following us?
Sure are. That's funny.
What's funny?
The way they're flying.
I don't see any... Hey, you're right. The formation of some sort, almost as though... No, I don't believe it.
Don't believe what?
Don't you see, Mira, what they're doing?
I really don't know what you mean. It's some shape.
Of course, how would you know? They're forming a big D. D, don't you get it?
D? D? No. Does it mean something?
It means Dantro, the planet man.
Your friend. But how could that be? How could he be controlling all those jets? I don't believe it.
Believe it or not, that's what it is. I don't know how or why, but I'll bet anything Dantro's running those babies. I wonder where he is. What's he doing?
They're going down.
And we'll go down, too.
Do you think he's understood your signal?
I'll soon find out. I'm sending the other jets down. We'll see if he follows.
He is following them down. What will you do when they land?
Send a robot to tell them what this is all about.
You're going to tell him what's happened? But you said he would not understand.
That's right. I forgot for a moment what had happened. Forgot about my brain being joined to your mechanism. No, I can't tell him the truth. It would be certain it was a trick and that the robots had forced me to surrender my mind.
The important thing to do is to get them both to a safe place until the battle is over.
That's what I must do. And I can't try to explain. I'll have to fool Slats for the moment. He'll understand later when I can tell him the whole story. That is, if we win.
Slats and Danto have finally made contact. Will Slats understand Danto's forthcoming strange actions? Or will he become impatient and inadvertently destroy Danto's battle plan? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. Planet.